the hermeneutics, the ways of deriving halacha from the psukim in the parsha of the Karban Olav Yored, are subject to a dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is also known as Rabbi. And the dispute itself is subject to a number of later disputes about which particular hermeneutic devices are employed by Rabbi Akiva, and which devices, in contrast, are employed by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And the participants in this later dispute about the precise identity of the hermeneutics of Rabbi Akiva and of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's a big dispute between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rimagash and the Ritva and many other Rishonim. And I want to just clarify a little bit the positions of Rashi and Tosfos on this matter, with particular focus on the position of Rashi. So to begin with, to understand Rashi, we first have to present the position of Tosfos sort of as a foil for understanding Shitas Rashi. Obviously, the position of Tosfos is incredibly significant in and of itself, but as it's the simpler Shita and requires less interpretation and less explanation, so we'll present it first as a simple, the simple path of understanding the Gemara, and then we'll contrast Rashi's opinion with that of Tosfos, and we'll try to resolve Rashi's opinion of all of the questions which Tosfos poses upon it. So what is the opinion of Tosfos? Basically, Tosfos argues as follows, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the word ne'alam or helim, something which was hidden or overlooked, is used twice in the parsha of Karban Olav Yored. One time is necessary just legufo, it needed to be there because otherwise we wouldn't have known that there's a halama to begin with, that there was something overlooked to begin with. We may have thought that the Karban comes even something which is Karav Lemezid. And then the second time that it says the word helim or the word vinelam, so the second time that it appears, it actually is teaching us a drasha, and that drasha is that you need a yediyah b'tchila and a yediyah b'sof, that the halim has to be sandwiched in between two yediyos, two pieces of awareness, that a particular sequence of actions can lead to an avera, and only if the halim is surrounded by two yediyos can there be a karban olav yored. Now, for Tosfos, there is a critical difference between the first idea and the second idea, and that is that the first idea is purely a idea about the abstract and theoretical halacha. It's awareness that a particular sequence of actions can lead to the chiyuv to bring a karban chatas, although it does contain somewhat of a practical element, namely knowledge that the person became tamei, meaning he has to know that his body became tamei, and that therefore, if he executes a sequence of actions, he can be chayav to bring a karban olav yored because he'll be guilty of being metamei the mikdash. So that's the first idea. The second idea, however, for Tosfos is more complicated. The second idea is not only a idea that the sequence of actions that he performed, right, is capable of bringing him to a chi of karban olav yored, but it's also a yidia about the history of his actions. It's a yidia, an awareness, that he actually performed that sequence of actions that brought him to, or that could bring him to a chi of karban olav yored. So the first yidia is a theoretical yidia, that a particular sequence of actions can be mechayev him a karban, and the second yidia is a theoretical yidia coupled with the practical yidia, a yidia about the history of his actions, that he performed the sequence of actions, and that therefore he is chayev to bring a karban ola v'yored. Moreover, Tosfos says, that included in this latter yidia, is the following two halachos. First of all, that this latter yidia, a person has to come to this idea on his own. It can't be that Adim inform him about it. He has to realize on his own that he performed that sequence of actions. And if Adim accuse him of performing that sequence of actions and he denies it, he will remain Potter. And second of all, that it can't be like a Yediyah Misafik. It can't be an uncertain Yediyah. It has to be a Yediyah Bevadai, a certain awareness, an awareness with certainty that he performed that sequence of actions. And if he was only uncertain about whether he performed that sequence of actions, he is not privileged to bring the Karban Olav Yored. So again, Tosfos says, we have for Rabbi Akiva the necessity of a Yediyah B'tchila and the necessity of a Yediyah L'Basof. The idea b'tchila, the original idea, the theoretical idea that preceded his performance of the actions that ultimately brought him to a chiyuv karbon, is derived from the extra word of vinalem. And the idea l'basov, says Tosfos, is derived from the pasuk which says v'hu yoda, that he will know that only after he knows, that only after he's aware of what he's done, can he be obligated to bring a karbon. So the first idea is learned out from vinalem, and the second idea is learned out from v'hu yoda. That's in Shitas Rabbi Akiva for Tosfos. In contrast, the Shita of Rabbeinu HaKadosh for Tosfos is that the second latter yidia is derived from the words v'hu yada, the same way that Rabbi Akiva derives it. However, the former yidia, the yidia that precedes the maisa, is derived not from the second word v'nelam, but rather from the first word v'nelam, because the word helim implies that I once knew it and that I forgot it. So therefore, a helim, in contrast to a shkaga, a helim can only come after a yidia. A shkaga, something which was performed unintentionally or accidentally, can come even before a person ever knew the halachos, ever knew that the sequence of actions could bring him to a karban. But a helim, the definition of that word and of that shoresh, automatically implies that I once knew something and that I forgot it in order to reach a state of helim. And therefore, for Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there's an extra word of vinalam, because the original vinalam automatically, by its very definition, implies that I already had a yediyah. So the second word v'nelam is not a riboy to teach me that you need yediyah mitchila, but rather it's free to teach us that we're even chayav a karban olav yored on helim mikdash, not only on helim tumah. This is Tosfos' interpretation of the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. However, Rashi offers a slightly different, far more complex interpretation of the machlokes. According to Rashi, it's not simply that there's one point of machlokes, namely whether the word vinelam by definition means a forgetfulness or an overlooking something after yediyah, which Rabbi Akiva asserts that it means no, that by definition a helim and a shkaga are the same thing, and that both of them imply even before any awareness existed, and that Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds, again this is in Tosfos, Rabbi holds that helim and shkaga are two different things, and that helim, by definition, implies that there was once a yediyah. According to Rashi, the machlokas is more complex. Rashi says that Rabbi Akiva says that the words nelam and the words v'hu yada are both necessary to teach us the yediyah shebatchila, the yediyah before the actions. And the yediyah shebesof, the yediyah that comes after the actions, does not need a pasuk. It can be learned out from svara alone. That's what Rashi asserts for Rabbi Akiva. In contrast, Rashi says, for Rabbeinu HaKadosh, for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, so the idea b'tchila is learned out from the original word v'nelam. The idea basof is learned out from the words v'hu yada. And therefore, in contrast to Rabbi Akiva, who learns out the idea basof from svara, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi will learn out the idea of asof from the pasuk of v'hu yada. And Tosfos raises a number of kashas on Rashi, based primarily on the fact that Rashi asserts for Rabbi Akiva that the idea of asof does not require a pasuk and can be learned out from svara alone. What's the svara, by the way? The svara is that if you don't know that you did the avera, so how can you bring a karban chatos? How can you bring a karban olav yored? You don't know that you did the avera, so what's going to motivate you? What's going to inspire you to bring the karban? You think that you're perfectly innocent right now. Nobody told you that you did an avera. So the first kasha of Tosfos on this svara is the following. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, so Rabbi Akiva has an extra word of v'hu yada, which he uses to darshan that you need a yediyah mitchila. Because the yediyah lebesof, we know from svara, we don't need the pasuk of v'hu yada to teach us that yediyah lebesof. Frekt Tosfos, imkein, then by all karbanos chatas. So it should be pasha misvara that you need a yediyah lebesof, because if there's no yediyah lebesof, so what's motivating him, what's inspiring him to bring the karban? So svara teaches us that you need a yediyah lebesof, and that means that all those times that the pasuk writes, oho da elav, no da, chataso, that he knew, he became aware of his chait, they're all redundant. And therefore, just as by Karban Ola V'Yored, we use the redundancy to teach us that there's a requirement of Yediyah Batchila, by Karban Chatas also, we should use the redundancy to teach us that there's a requirement of Yediyah Batchila. This is Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. I submit, however, that we can answer Rashi with the following premise. For Tosfos, the Yediyah Shebesof encompasses two components which are inseparable from one another. One component is an awareness, again, a reawakening or a remembering that the sequence of actions that he undertook can bring him to this Chiyuv Karban. The second part of this Yediyah is an awareness that he performed the sequence of actions. For Rashi, though, those two components are, I think, totally separate. For Rashi, what Svara teaches us is that you need a Yediyah that you performed those actions. But Svara does not teach us that you need a Yediyah that those actions can bring you Lidei, a Chiyuv Karban. By Karban Ola V'Yored, so you can suffice with either Yediyah B'Tchila or Yediyah B'Sof that teaches us that this sequence of actions can bring you to a Karban. And therefore, the Pasuk says you need to have a Yediyah Mitchila, and that's a Yediyah, for sure, it's a Yediyah that the sequence of actions can bring you to a Karban. So that means that once you had that Yediyah before you did the Maisa, it's Pasha, you don't need that Yediyah again after the Maisa. All you need after the Maisa is a Yediyah that you performed that sequence of actions, and that we can learn out Misvara. As opposed to by all other Karbanos Chatos, where you do not need a Yediyah Batchila, you don't need an awareness of the theoretical halacha that this sequence of actions can bring you Lidei Karban. So therefore, you need a Pasuk to teach us that it's insufficient simply to become aware that you perform the sequence of actions. You must become aware also that this sequence of actions is actually a chait and is actually something which is mechayev you a Karban. And that is something which needs a pasuk, because conceivably, if Adam came and testified that, you know, that you perform this sequence of actions, even if you don't know that there is a chi of karban, perhaps you should be chayev to bring the karban anyhow. Possibility. Tosfos further asks on Rashi that just like Reb Yehuda Hanasi requires the pasuk of Ohoda to teach us that you need a Yediyah Basof, Rabbi Akiva also should require a pasuk to teach us that you need a Yediyah Basof, and he should not suffice with the Svara. If Rabbi Yehuda Nasi doesn't suffice with the Svara, Rabbi Akiva shouldn't be able to suffice with the Svara either. And to that I submit the following. What is it that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says a Svara is insufficient for? So Tosfos says, it could be that the Kra, the Pasuk, is Urcha de Milsa, meaning it's not teaching us anything. In which case, it's Pashut why Rabbi Akiva argues, because he'd rather have the Pasuk teach us something than teach us nothing. So he'll pin this halacha on the Pasuk. Sorry, Fakert. That according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi has nothing for the Pasuk to teach us. So what do you mean, for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, a Pasuk is necessary and a svar wouldn't suffice? The pasuk is not necessary for anything, so of course a svar is going to suffice. But Tosfos has a second pshat also. What's the pasuk doing for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? For Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, says Tosfos, the pasuk is teaching us that misafek, you cannot be mafresh a karban ola v'yored. You can't be mafresh such a karban misafek, because safek lacks yediyah. Yediyah means you know for sure that something happened. If you're uncertain whether something happened, you're uncertain whether you performed the sequence of actions, then you don't know that you performed it. So therefore, says Tosfos, there's a hava, you know, without the pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that you can be mafresh karban ola v'yored, even misafik. And the pasuk of v'hu yada teaches us that you cannot be mafresh misafik. And Rabbi Akiva says, Tosfos, how can Rabbi Akiva learn that misvara? So perhaps, again, one might assert the following. Tosfos brings down that a karban asham, you're allowed to be mafresh misvara, and a karban chatas, you're not allowed to be mafresh misvara. Tosfos' assumption is that misvara, an ola v'yored, is more similar to an asham that you could be mafresh misafik, and that the pasuk needs to teach us that an olav yovid is like a chatos. But I think if you analyze the characteristics of the averos that are mechayiv you to bring a chatos and an asham and an olav yovid, it's very likely you'll find that there's a greater affinity between the carbon olav yovid and a carbon chatos than between the carbon olav yovid and the carbon asham. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds misafik that we simply make a binyan av between chatas and olav yored. And just like by chatas we know that you need a yediyah vadois in order to be mafresh a carbon chatas, so too by olav yored you'll need a yediyah vadois in order to be mafresh a carbon olav yored.